Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, sorry about the delay in getting my show up. I'm going to be cutting, my time is going to be shorter than usual because it took me like 3 minutes to get my phone to work, unfortunately. So just jump right in. We left off in the middle of a chapter last time. Timber and Chevelle are asking about Wiccan, and we'll continue from there. All right. You have a companion, Paul stated. If you were to take an undesirable for a companion, an undesirable who hasn't earned the right to be a companion, it would be asking for a big favor. That means you couldn't ask for a second one that you would need to ensure that Timber wasn't sent elsewhere. Eyes squeezing shut, I'm pretty sure she was trying to do everything she could to not cry. She liked to come across as strong. I noticed, but in doing so, she tended to react strongly to the more powerful things. That's not fair, she choked out. No, but it's how they are. Deals and favors are made based on seniority and the worth of the trade. Is there anything we can do? I interjected. My limited experience with Wiccan hadn't been what I would call stellar, but that didn't mean I wanted to see the guy beaten to a pulp. Regardless of what Paul said, I didn't believe he deserved it either. With another sigh, Paul nodded. It'll take time. I'll see if I can at least get you two talking. Perhaps it will inspire him to rehabilitate if he sees a friendly face. I would love to see all of the undesirables with the rest of you, free, living happy, normal lives, or as normal as we can have here. But there is a specific process to go about it. I mean, if you want to make sure Timber is okay as well. You might even get to keep them both. They're not my pets, Chevelle snapped, and a number of people looked our way. I rubbed at my neck nervously. A scene might only get us in trouble. On top of that, I was still wondering how long it would take for people to realize who I was. Mob mentalities were scary, and they only got worse the higher the pressure was turned up. It seemed like small potatoes, and maybe I'm just full of myself, but seeing as how I couldn't even pump gas without getting bothered, I couldn't help but be worried. Hesitantly, I placed an arm around Chevelle, wanting to show her I was on her side, but also to show Paul that I was taking care of her, too. I wasn't worthless. Paul closed his eyes for a moment. I know they aren't. You haven't been here for long, and there is a lot you don't understand yet. Like I said, I will do everything I can to help your friend. Just tell me his name, and I'll ask around to get his status. From there, we can come up with a plan to get you two to at least see one another. Okay, his name is Wiccan, she whispered. Her body trembled in my arms. I'm going back up to the room. I let her go rather reluctantly. She was shutting down again. When would she understand that I needed her to be strong, too? Chapter 34, Timber. I let Chevelle go back to the room just as she wanted. Not like I agreed, but if I fought her too much, I might get in trouble. I was between a rock and a hard place. About the only thing I could do was continue to be patient with her and hope she came around on her own. So I stayed and watched from a bench as Laura played on the playground. I envied her ability to be so happy and carefree, like none of this was any kind of big deal. Seriously, how could she not be upset by anything? Perhaps she was coping in her own way. One of us was due for a meltdown. Chevelle had hers. Who would be next? Or Laura? Meltdowns weren't really my thing. I'm not perfect, and I have my issues, lots of them, but for the most part, I'm able to handle my stress in a healthy way. The more the pressure built, the higher the chances were that I would explode. That was not an option. I was already potentially defective because of my health issues. After all, if the whole purpose of my being placed with Chevelle was for breeding, who would want my genetics? When it all boiled down to it, I wasn't as cream of the crop as everyone thought. Going insane would be another blemish. The more about myself I revealed, the less she would want me. Maybe she'd change her mind about swapping me for Wiccan. I know the two of them had some kind of a history, and she probably had more loyalty to him to begin with, but at the same time, I didn't want to be beaten or become someone's slave. I briefly closed my eyes. When I opened them again, Laura was standing right in front of me. Hey, she said, all smiles. Hey, I said, forcing a smile back. She sat down next to me on the bench and wrapped her arms around me. I know I'm not a big person, but you don't have to pretend, okay? I'll be okay. I don't know if I understand. Don't you miss your mommy and daddy, too? I laughed sourly. Did I miss my parents more than anything? Yes, I do. Okay, so you can be sad. Just because I'm not big doesn't mean you have to pretend around me. If you're sad, be sad. I shook my head. It's not because you're a little person. Sometimes adults pretend to have different feelings because they're scared of showing what's really going on inside of them. Not because they're worried about you, but because admitting that they're hurting is like giving up. When someone gives up, it's like letting all the bad stuff win. You know what I mean? And I don't want the bad guys to win. Are you sure they're bad guys? She asked. The aliens, I mean. I listen to what you talk about, you know. I sighed. I'm not sure if they're good or bad. There's a lot of stuff I don't know about. Which is why you always say you're going to find out and learn more before you decide what you're going to get, how you're going to get away. That made me wince. Talking about all of that so bluntly in public could have been bad for me. It's my way of buying time so I can get courage. She looked up at me with wide, hope-filled eyes. You're brave. I'm glad I'm with you. Laura held on to me for a long time, and while I liked it, I couldn't help but wonder just what I had gotten myself into. I was not good parent material. Chapter 35. Timber. Laura played for another hour before we made our way back to the apartment. It was lunchtime, and I wanted to make sure Chevelle was okay. She's fine, Laura said. I know, I said, though I wasn't too sure if I believed it. When I opened the glass door to the apartment, I smelled pasta. Chevelle was busy grumbling over the stove, so I couldn't quite tell what was going on. Laura ran off to the bedroom. Hello? I called out. She startled. What are you doing here? We live here too, you know. I entered the kitchen so I could pour myself a glass of water. You forget that already? It's still something I need to get used to, but I meant I figured you'd be playing or going to do more stuff in our habitat. Habitat. Good work. Good word for it. As good of a definition as any, since we were in some kind of glorified zoo, I leaned against the counter and watched her cook. She was kind of like a fish out of water. The water was boiling a little too much, and she wasn't paying attention to what she was doing. Smiling, I moved closer. Do you want me to finish this? No! Chill, I mumbled, stepping back again, putting my hands up in front of me in case she decided to try and attack. Honestly, I wouldn't put it past her to take the spoon and beat me with it. Quiet growl could be heard coming from her, kind of low and guttural, like an angry cat. Weird to say the least. She turned the heat off of the stove and moved to bring the pot over so she could drain it in the sink. Ahem, you're in my way, she glared. I scooted off to the side, even though I wasn't blocking anywhere she needed to be. Why was she lashing out at me so much? She drained the pot and started to mix in the remaining ingredients for her boxed macaroni and cheese lunch. Yuck. Once you learn how to make delicious, healthy options, it's hard to go back to the processed stuff. Of course, I have my moments where I indulge. Who doesn't? But most of that stuff doesn't sit well in my body to begin with, so why bother? Elle glanced over at me, still glaring as she did so. Why are you just standing there anyway? Don't you have anything else to do, like play outside or explore? Wasn't that the whole point of going out today? It was to show you around, and I think you should come back out again to get a good look at everything. Right now, I want to know why you're getting so pissy with me. I didn't do anything. I'm not being pissy with you. You're biting off my head. That hungry? She snorted. Are all of your jokes so lame? Yes. Now answer the question. I'm mad, okay? Mad at these stupid aliens who kidnapped us and made me your keeper. Mad at Wiccan for being such an idiot and getting himself into trouble. Mad at everyone, okay? She clenched her hands into fists. And you're not helping, coming in and trying to do everything for me. You don't have to take care of me. Even if we are in this together, I'm not helpless. I took the verbal beating and held my tongue, sort of. I'm not sure what I did to make you mad, but I'm sorry, I guess. She screamed. We've been here for 2 days and you're acting like nothing is wrong. Everything is wrong. Then why pretend? Because there's no point in yelling. Everything is out of my control, our control. Acting mad isn't going to bring us back. We've talked about this. I gazed down at the floor, rubbing my arms slowly. If she knew how afraid I actually was, she wouldn't be able to rely on me anymore for any kind of strength. She'd see how weak I truly was. I didn't have the option to curl up and cry. It was acceptable for her to lash out. Me? Not so much. I have pride, and if the Aquavons are in fact watching everything, what would they think of such an outburst? Chevelle stirred the contents of her pot, shaking her head. I can't stand the thought that he's getting hurt like that. What makes it worse is I could do something about it, but I'd have to hurt you in return. This is too much pressure for my shoulders. I'm not brave or strong. Then let me help you carry some of it. Eyes were wide and pleading, hoping she got the point.
She had to stop shutting me out every time something upset her. I barely knew her, but I was beginning to notice this pattern. Everything would seem fine, and then as soon as things got overwhelming, she'd shut down before freaking out. Maybe it was her way of trying to stop the freakout from happening, but after she finished with expressing her emotions to the fullest, she went back to shutting down anyway. None of that could have been healthy for her. I understood it, but there had to be a better way. I didn't think she thought I was capable of helping her with her burdens, because she raised both of her eyebrows before shaking her head again. You can't help me with everything, because you won't let me. And what about you? You don't let me help you. Groaning, I went to go sit at the kitchen table. Do you want me to pour my guts out? Is that it? Fine. I'm scared, too. I think I said that earlier, though, when we first got here. Only thing is, you don't have to worry about being expendable, about being nothing more than a toy. I've been an object before. It comes with a job, but never before has it had life or death consequences attached to it. And I hate that, too. I don't want you to take care of me out of some duty or stupid idea that you need to in order for me to want to keep you around. I don't think that. Now it was my turn to glare at her. I'm not worried about you wanting to keep me around. I'm worried about them wanting to keep me around. Chevelle opened the cupboards rather roughly and pulled out a few bowls. Stop it. Stop trying to be Mr. Perfect. Stop being someone you're not. It's driving me crazy. You think I can't tell? It's obvious. Don't be so freaking helpful all the time. Fine, jeez. I rolled my eyes, annoyed, frustrated, and in general mad. If she didn't want my help, I wouldn't give it to her. Didn't she understand that helping her made me feel better? It kept my mind off of everything, made me feel like I was strong and able to protect her and Laura. Control. It was all about control. I needed that, too. She brought a bowl of macaroni and cheese over and set it down in front of me. I picked up a fork and ate it, even though it tasted bland and all around awful. Good thing I wasn't feeling overly hungry then. Chevelle sat down across from me. You shouldn't ever be an object, here or back home, but especially here. Don't look at yourself as my thing or as expendable. I'm not going to let them take you away from me. You're a good guy, as far as I can tell, and I don't want anything bad to happen to you either. Paul said there's another way to help Wiccan, so I'm going to trust him that he has a plan. It's been only 3 days, so maybe it's been the same amount of time for Wiccan. I mean, assuming time passes the same way here as it does for him. Who knows what the Aquavans do? I just wish there was a way to tell him to hold on and that I'm here for him. What if he gives up before he realizes there's a chance for him to get away? At least we know there's a way out, I said quietly. Laura re-entered the room and sat down next to me. Are you done fighting now? My gaze met Chevelle's, and I noticed that her cheeks turned a soft shade of pink. She tended to do that any time we made eye contact. I nodded, and so did she. Yeah, we're done fighting, I said. For now, at least. But I was pretty sure the conversation wasn't over yet. Small steps. All right, so we're going to stop there, and we'll pick this up again soon. All right, bye.